This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So listen, sniffles, aches and pains, a sore throat maybe, and a fever. Don't look now, but you could be the next threat to the American economy. The CDC is going to come out tomorrow with its latest flu count numbers. They're expecting a big spike after the flu has come on early and come on strong this year. And Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports it is going to be a hit to an economy that's not in the best of health either.
The Centers for Disease Control says your typical flu season, and this may not be, costs employers over $10 billion just in health care costs alone. Figure 100 to 200 bucks for that doctor's visit, and much more if you end up in the ER, says CDC economist Martin Meltzer.
For the patients who go to the hospital, you're talking, as for most of them, somewhere between the 8,000 as much as 20,000 range.
That $10 billion figure doesn't even count lost productivity. Economists say an exceptionally strong flu season could undercut an already struggling U.S. economy, and sick employees who drag themselves into the office could make it worse. John Challenger at the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas.
A lot of people don't just come in to work when they're sick because that's kind of the work ethic. It's because they can't afford to, and they can't take the risk of losing their jobs.
That's why you want to work for somebody like Key O'Keefe, a partner at a small CPA firm in Melbourne, Florida. She's telling her employees,
please stay home, get well, and then come and work as many hours as you're capable of working.
Other possible flu season losers, school districts like Austin, Texas, that forfeit $45 a day in state funding when a student misses class. Of course, makers of vaccines, cold medicines, and drugstores can make up for some of flu season's lost revenues. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.